FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is April 10th, 2018. Well, if you've been watching the carnage in the cryptocurrency market, to some of us, it's really not a surprise. To others, they're shocked and very saddened. To the person you're about to hear from, he could have written the book about it. In fact, he did write a book. His name is Joel Solomon. Find him at joelsolomon.com. That's with an A. And as always, be part of the conversation. Be part of the debate. Email us at kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, Joel, welcome to the show. And it's great to have you on.
Kerry, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here.
So your premise here, Joel, is that most people are going to lose money. And I should say before we get started, Joel, you've written a book called Mindful Money Management, Memoirs of a Hedge Fund Manager. So you're approaching this whole thing from a different standpoint than the average individual who's got $10,000 and wants to make it grow into $1 million in cryptocurrencies. You've got a unique vantage point, and you're also a prosperity coach. So putting those two things together, if you're coaching a client who is hell-bent on investing in cryptos, what do you say? What do you tell that person? What do you do?
Yeah, great question, Kerry. So let me first back up and tell you what a prosperity coach is. So some people have called me a money shrink, and my goal is to help at least 100,000 people become financially free. And I work with my clients to help identify and overcome their roadblocks standing in their way of personal financial freedom. No one really talks about what they've learned about money growing up subconsciously between, you know, when they were born and age 10. And sometimes this is stopping them from taking action. They're living in fear of investing, or if they do invest, they have this poverty conscious mindset. So all that goes into what I teach my clients. And I have three different modules that I teach. One is the basics of investment education. It's teaching them about stocks and bonds and currencies and commodities and real estate and, you know, the difference between ETFs and mutual funds. And the second module is all about mindset, which some people find is the most interesting part of what I teach. How to act as if, how to manifest your dreams and desires. We work through various affirmations to improve your money mindset. I also teach about intuition and how to develop that muscle. And then the third module is the basics of personal finance, savings, cash flow, what's your financial freedom number, and how you can change little things to move closer to become financially free. So that's the background of prosperity coaching. And let me just give you a very quick story about two different people who bought Bitcoin on November 27th, 2017 at $8,000. So one guy buys Bitcoin. He's done his research. He spent a lot of time reading the white papers last year, and he's made some money in other sectors, and he realizes that given the momentum, given where the value is, that there's still more value. And he has an absolute knowing. His belief level is a 10, and he invests at 8,000. The second guy has gotten a tip from a buddy of his who tells him, dude, everyone's making money in Bitcoin. It's already up 8 times this year. You've got to get involved. And he does, but his mindset is, well, this is really risky. It's speculative. Okay, you're telling me to do it, I'll do it. Now, his belief level is a 1. So what I do with my clients is I ask them to write down their belief level from 1 to 10 in each investment idea, where 1 is this massive doubt and 10 is a knowing, an absolute faith that they're going to make money. And so let's continue the example with these two guys. So they both buy at 8,000 on November 27th. A few days later, it's at 10,000. And the first guy who had a knowing, He'd done all his research, read the white papers. He says, see, look, I told you I was going to make money in Bitcoin. And the second guy, who is a one, says, oh, man, I hope it doesn't go back down. And now a few days later, Bitcoin's back down at 8,000. And the first guy says, this is the best buying opportunity out there. And he buys more. And the second guy, well, he sells. He says, thank God I didn't lose any money on Bitcoin. And now a few weeks later, 3 weeks later, Bitcoin's at an all-time high of $19,000. And the first guy who had done his research, who knew he was going to make money, he sells now. He's made over 250% on his money in less than 1 month. And the other guy has no idea what Bitcoin is. He's on to his next investment where he's probably going to lose money again. So it's very important to talk about belief levels. And this is what I talk to all my clients about in each investment idea. Because if you've done your research, if you're confident, if you have a knowing, if you have a very high faith, then you got to make money. But if you have massive doubt, there's no way you're going to make money. And I will tell you that most people are getting tips from their friends. They have massive doubt. They haven't done their research. It's just a jealousy. Well, you made money. I got to get in and make money. And there's no way they're going to make money in that kind of belief level.
So it's that fear. Well, it combines, you know, they say there's only two emotions on Wall Street and investing, fear and greed. And there's one thing that combines the two, and that's FOMO, fear of missing out, because it's fear of missing out on satisfying your greed. And really, so look, you're a hedge fund manager, you're dealing with tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. There's no room for your emotions there, is there?
Well, that's a great question. So I shut down my fund a couple of years ago, but I talk about this in my book because it's very critical and no one will talk about it. But I talk about it and there is fear. I mean, we're human, right? So there is feelings of fear and there are feelings of greed. And I give an example of how when it's, you know, think about a baseball player and they're on a streak. They've gotten a hit in 10, 12, 15 straight games. The confidence level is really high and you might start to get overconfident. And that can happen in investing too. So you start making money day after day after day and you feel like you can do no wrong and you get overconfident and then things go very awry. Well, the things can go the opposite way too. Right. So you say you're losing money day after day. And this happened to me in 2014. I got into this rut of I started losing money day after day after day. And then you wake up in the morning and before the market even opens, you're fearful. You're worried that you're going to lose money. And I truly believe in the law of attraction, which says that whatever you put out, you get. So if you're grateful and happy all day, every day, then more and more things come into your life to be grateful for, to be happy about. But if you're putting out fear and worry and being scared, then you're going to get things come into your life to be fearful about, to be worried about. And so in 2014, I actually stopped taking action some days because I was so fearful that I was going to lose money. And that is what no hedge fund manager will tell you. There are definitely times when they're managing money, and I'm sure it happens with portfolio managers too, when things are not going well and fear overcomes you and it's difficult to take action.
Understood. So what school did you go to, by the way, Joel?
I went to University of Rochester.
All right. So let me ask you a question. You know, I'm not being a wise ass. Did Rochester did they have a course on law of attraction and successful investing?
Of course not.
Okay. So, and I'm not, that doesn't mean I don't buy it because I do believe that what you put out into the world is what you get in one form or another. And, you know, while I don't think you could attract winning a lotto or Powerball or, you know, Mega Millions, it's certainly, shall we say, there's certainly something to it, right? So I think that any really successful investor, business person, whatever, had to attract it into your life to get it. So the question is, you as prosperity coach, how do you show somebody how to attract the things they want and to unattract, for lack of a better term, the things that you don't want?
Great question, Kerry. It's all about the mindset. And that's what I try to go through in my book. It's having a positive mindset. So you can go throughout life expecting bad things to happen, or you can go throughout life being grateful and being happy and expecting good things to happen. And I have actually a whole chapter, chapter 7 in my book is called Being Grateful, because the same feeling, energy, vibration, that amazing feeling of love and appreciation is the same level of vibration of gratitude. And if you're grateful all day, every day, it's like you're expressing that feeling of love all day, every day, which is an incredibly powerful feeling. And I found when I was managing my fund and I started thinking about how I should be grateful, despite the fact that maybe I didn't make money that day, but I had so many things to be grateful for in my life. I wrote down about my daughters, Lauren and Morgan, who are now 14 and 12. And I still write down in a gratitude journal every day what I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I started this in 2012. And I write down, I'm grateful for them being born every day. So it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, I made $1 million today. You know, it doesn't have to be that big thing. It can just be about, you know, the basics of life. And that shifts the energy and makes you feel and know that you're more prosperous and abundant. So I tell my clients, one, to write down what they're grateful for today. And who can you be grateful for today? And maybe you could be even grateful for some of the problems you're having, because it just gives you contrast to say, wow, yesterday I didn't have any of these problems, and tomorrow I'm probably not going to have these problems. And it's just looking at things from a different perspective.
That's a great point. So hey, I happen to do a gratitude list. I try to do it as many days of the week as I can. First thing I'm always grateful for ahead of everything else is my health, my excellent health. That is the biggest blessing you can get, because no matter how much money you have, if you don't have health, your health, you are the poorest person on the planet. And we forget about that so often. And it's such a bad thing that we do that. And the next thing is I'm grateful for my children, always. And after that, the list kind of comes. I try to get 10 things on the list, because 10 things on the list, pretty easy to do. And you'd be surprised all the things you have to be grateful for. But is that the missing link? Is that really going to do it for you?
Well, it's one part of it. It's just one part of it. It's the general positive mindset. And we talk about this all the time. I have these affirmations that are free on my website on joelsolomon.com. So you can go onto my website underneath the manifesting module and just, you can grab the affirmations that are abundance affirmations. You can grab some audio files that are great affirmations and self-talks that will change your general mindset if you keep on repeating them over and over again. And it just makes you feel better. And when you're feeling better, you know, good things come into your life. So I do the same thing with 5 grateful things in the morning, 5 grateful things at night. And I found that it was unbelievable how, and maybe not unbelievable, but it just made me feel better when I was feeling down, to just refocus. And
so 5 at night and 5 in the morning. And all right, so obviously you've made a business of this. I assume you're not making as much as when you were running a hedge fund, but what's the difference in your life now that you're doing this?
Great question. So it's, and I tell the story about why I shut down my hedge fund. And the reason is because I went to a conference where I saw a guy who was talking about stock and stock options. And At the very least, he was being misleading. He was talking about how if you just invested in Facebook stock options in May of 2013, how right before their earnings report, you would have made 5 to 10 times your money if you had just bought a call option and bought a put option because you knew there was going to be volatility. And he gave 5 or 6 or 7 other examples just like this. And I was sick to my stomach because, again, I knew the people in the room, they weren't experts in options, and they probably their belief level wasn't a 10, and they were more than likely going to lose money. And so he was being misleading at the very least. And then the second thing that happened at that course was we were given a wooden board, and we had to break the wooden board, which was about 2 inches thick, with our bare hand. And on one side, we had to write an obstacle. On the other side, I had to write a goal. And on the obstacle, I wrote raising enough money for my hedge fund, Solomore Capital, to be massively profitable. And on the other side, I wrote my goal, which was to help everybody in this room become financially free. And then I broke the board like everyone else did in that room. And then I went home that night with unable to sleep because half that board was staring back at me, making everyone in this room financially free. And I realized that having a hedge fund where I'm helping large insurance companies and people who are already rich become richer was not my purpose in life. And so I literally went into my office the next morning and sent an email to my investors telling them I'm giving them their money back. I'm shutting down my fund because I had figured out my true purpose, which was to help these people become and a large number of people become financially free. So it's gratifying to me every day to be really doing my true purpose, to be helping people change their mindset around money. And it's somewhat sad to me. There's so many people out there that have this poverty conscious mindset. They're taught just either by osmosis, indirectly, subconsciously, things about money growing up, which is stopping them from living their full abundant life. And it's great to be able to let them show them that and then help them to change that poverty consciousness to prosperity consciousness and move towards financial freedom. And it's definitely a rewarding. You're correct. I'm not making as much as I was as a hedge fund manager, but it's very rewarding. And probably someday I will be making a lot more. I tell people to do their passion. And when you're doing your passion, you're probably making a lot more over time than you will if you're doing something that is not your passion.
Yeah, well, it hasn't worked for me yet, but there's still plenty of time. I mean, doing this show, interviewing people, being out there, it's what I love doing, and I really feel like I haven't worked a day in my life since I started it, but the great financial rewards have been lacking, but I never got into it for that purpose. So here we are, both following our passions, both get together at the same time, same place to talk about it. So your book, how do we get that?
So Mindful Money Management is on my website. You can get it at a 10% discount to Amazon, but obviously you can get it on Amazon or Kindle on Amazon.com as well. It's available. Also, the other name of my website is Solomore. It's Salaurmor.com, but easy enough to use the old Solomon.com as well.
All right. Well, hey, it's really been great having you. We'll have a link to your site on our site, Financial Survival Network, and the links to this interview, the show notes that appear after every show. You just got to look for the blue one and click it, and it's there. By the way, just if you got any questions, comments for Joel, myself, you want to be part of the show, just send me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And while you're at it, you could leave a message on the hotline, 914-424-4142. The Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Joel, it's been a total pleasure having you on. A little bit of validation for my own path and inspiring at the same time. I, too, was in a similar situation, making a ridiculous amount of money, but really hating what I did and left, just literally threw myself off of the railing into that big mosh pit out there without knowing where I was going to fall or who was going to catch me. Here I am today. here you are. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're so welcome, Carrie. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.